holding in Sim Shin Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is on Sif Ches. We did the Mishnah Berurah, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So that's Sif Katan Chaf Tes. On the bottom of page Kuf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. So he wants to put a container under this drip, Tachas Adelef, Shadoleif, which is dripping in, Derech Hatikra, who cares about that? It's dripping, it's coming through the roof, and he wants to catch the drip. So, but if it's not roy at all, so then it's usher. If it's the delta, at least where the rechitza. The enal amotar hayurid shem muksa nerlet. V'yachal ishtay so lichatz bimenu. So we do not. So you could use it as long as it fits to use it. You could use it. Now, why don't we argue that we should look at rain as being muksa or nerlet? I.e., it wasn't here at the beginning of Shabbos. It was
born on Shabbos.
It came into existence on Shabbos. So that should go under the Isser of Muksa. It wasn't Mukhan or Narlod. Okay. So that's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin points that out that it does not have a status of Muksa. So you can if it has some usage, it's not muksa. The usage be you can drink it, the person could wash with it, a person could give it to his animals to drink. So in all those scenarios, in regards to the issue of nailod, it's not a problem. In regards to the issue of being useful, it's useful. But if it's has no use at all, it's so dirty and disgusting that you can't even give it to your animals to drink, then it's muksa. Because it's a useless item, it becomes like the status of tsraris and avonim, which are muksa. Now, but if that's the level of the disuse of this water, it's probably going to be a little bit disgusting. So I should be allowed to move it based on the logic of graf sharei. But the rule is you're not to mashum also mashum shenoyis and graf sharei lechelchilo. Pirish, and oisin dover, we don't do something shimois which will create a situation of being repulsive. Al semach shiyam mutar chakach lutzio kegraf sharei. You're making a situation which is muk, so you're not allowed to move. Relying on the fact that once it's there, you'll be able to move it because of the het of graf sharei. Vimafilo yisras yishar kach, well yisizenim im karmoy gam ken osir, kwashi kosso poiskim. So let him say different. You know what? So I won't move it, right? So the rule of Einos and Graf Sharei Lechatchila sounds like that because you can't rely on moving it. But if I'm not planning to move it, I'm planning to leave it there, so it's not a problem. So the main reason why that's true is because it's built a klimei chonoi. The container is now being put into a situation where it was at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter betiltel, be able to move it, and now you're immobilizing it by putting it there because you can't move it. So even if you're going to agree not to move it, it's still a problem. That's the issue of betiltel, which we had before. Okay. Now if you put it there, mutter l'taltem b'mayim ha'musim shabbat. Lama Bay's mutter, Hano after Kadam Shani Smal, even if it wasn't full yet, Latal Taloy. The Davka Shahunosan Mamakam Shi Yeshiva Soy Kavuasham. It's talking about that it's in a place where he normally spends his time. So he's spending his time in this room, and he finds the presence of this the contents of this container repulsive. But if it's in a room which you don't normally use, and now you're going to move there in order to create a situation where now you find a repulsive different being allowed to empty out the container, that's not mutter. The most love of Habik Rav Sharei Sheitira Lataltaloy Latzir Lash Bim Nekvarda Im Ho Oymed Bim Mokim Shei Shiva Soi Kibu Hashom. If it's in a place where you normally spend your time. Zog Dvir Locha Osir Mishum Enosim Graf Sharei Lechavchil Hine Ikra Tam Da Osir Lamir Tachas Adela Fum Mishum Shem Rabal Lim Klimi Yechonim. So the Bir Loch explains that the main reason why you cannot put this container here is because of the rule of Ein Mevatlin Kli Meichon. You cannot take a Kli which is usable and movable, and make it that it's bottle, it's that you cannot move it. The loyir chalos biyadol hazizo achakach mimakar ma'ikim and the isbe muksa kinesa megamor. So the problem is once the muksa is in it, you can't move it. So that's also. But ella mishum the avi shorei lasses grab shorei lechachil lo hayukori klal bitul klimei chana. But if I'm allowed to do the process of relying on grab shorei lechachil, so there's no bitul klimei chana because I can move the kli based on that. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, if the kli was already there from beforehand, you're allowed to. It is called grav sharei, and you are allowed to move it. So, but given the kamel and the enos of grav sharei the chachila imkein arehu mukrach liisratz the chachila shiyu munach sham bekmiyus. But you're not supposed to set up that situation. It means you have to agree that it should stay there. Well, if you're agreeing that you stay there, you're being vafakli mechonoi. So you have a catch 22. If you put it there, I'm going to ask to stay. It's probably to mechonoi. To put it there, I'm going to ask that you should move it. You're not going to do that. So you have no choice. So therefore, it's also to do it. Okay. The Torah disagrees. The Torah passes like the Rambam that it's also. Even though the water becomes useless, and therefore you're being mevatel kli mechonoi, but it's mutter to move because it's graf sharei. That's also mutter according to the Torah. So makam mitzarech, you can rely on that. We wash the tzitzidayim in the morning into a container. The water has on it ruach ra. You're not allowed to use it for drinking. You're not allowed to give it to your animal to drink. And we by Maimar Kharim also we wash it into a kli, and Maimar Kharim the Allah is also you're not supposed to use it for Shtiyas Behem because it has Ruach Ra on it. So how do we do that? You're putting water which is totally useless in the kli, which means makes the kli bit Baltam Echonai. So how do we do that? So Karcha Mishum the Sirlon Katur. Okay, so Lachar at first glance we have to say that we're relying on the Torah that Mavakam Tzarech. We rely on the Torah that it's mutter to put into this kli. Very narrowly. Second argument. This water of the Natil Shadayim or of the Mayim Rechonim is not called Enaroi. Then Aleim Shum Isser, Al Nesha Ruach Ruach Sharalein. There's no Isser in using the water. There's nothing physically which makes it repulsive. But there's a spiritual tumah there which says you shouldn't use it. But if something which practically I'm not going to move, even though it's batsim theoretically roy, that's not called that the water is called enaroy, that it creates a din of muksa on the water and therefore creates a din of bitukli mechanoi on the kli underneath it. In the Mishnah of Dirshu, they raise that Rabbi Yashu said that now, there is a usage for the water nowadays. A person can pour it down, use it to wash out a toilet. That's not osur. So there are usages which we would theoretically have. We don't use it for a chitz of a person. You don't give it to an animal to drink. You have to pour it in a place where people are not going to go. But pouring it to use it to clean out a drain or clean out a toilet is mutter. So there is a usage for it. So it's not muksa. Okay, Simon Shilamites. Ein Sifalov. So this is these, in general, this whole Simon is the Rabbanans, the Chazal Asard, that the Halacha Lamaisa we have to be aware of. And Simon Shin Mem will be the Rices that we haven't covered, which will be Chazal Asard. Or not Chazal Asard, the Torah Asard.
Sure. Emben, the end of the Sefer?
No.
The end of this...
Shin, we have six more simonim to go. Through Shin Dalad Mem. Okay. En Reichman al Gabi Behema. You cannot ride an animal on Shabbos. And the Elbasim Mishin Hey, Sipir Ches, Midin Halichus Koran. And similarly, you can riding in a wagon with the animal pulling it is a problem as well. All the details of that are discussed over there. And Mishnah Berurah does not want to get into it over here. So we're going to follow the Mishnah Berurah's lead and go to Sif Beis. A person cannot swim in the water. Not only in a river, but even in a, you would have a pool. That's what I'm looking for, not a pool, but like a spring, which has a pool of water, which it's flowing into and then flowing out of afterwards, which is in a chotzer. So there's no problem of hoitzoa, because it's contained in a chotzer. Because since the water does flow out, so it functions like a river, and they answer the person for swimming on a river. Now, what on a non-river we'll talk about. The case it wasn't a spring, it was a gathering of water, but the nature of it is as you go into the water, it's going to splash some water out. But if there's some type of a rim to contain the water and keep it inside, so the Chazal did not make the gzeira, which the reason why they answered swimming in that type of case. So Mikra in that case is mutter. We had before in Simen Shin Chavav. There's a minig not to do to do that.
Go on.
Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Beis apnei hamayim biyadav v'raglav. He's swimming. Shagam raglav okrim in a karka hamayim, which means he's supposed to walking in the water. Where he's walking, which is mutter, which we had before. A person allowed to walk through a small river, as long as his feet are on the ground. But once he's swimming, his feet are off the ground, that's called swimming. Batam, why did Chazal ask this? This is a Mishnah in Beya. Shemayasa chavis shel shayotin, kidel masayim lekamon. So that he might make a container, a closed container, which floats to help him swim. V'ukli shel goyma she'argim oysom. So it's like this floating flotation device, which they would weave together and then seal it, so it holds the water, it holds the air inside of it and it floats. And they would use that to teach a person how to swim. So brecha was they would gather water in; it's not flowing, and they would pull the water for the purpose of using it for washing or for soaking flax. So, like you mentioned before, I mentioned yesterday, that the process of getting the fibers which are used to make the linen, they're embedded in the actual plant. You have to soak the plant to the point that it starts to rot, and you're able to pull out the fibers. So they would have a soaking pool for that purpose. Shebechatzer, okay. So we're saying in a brecha shebechatzer is aser, unless it has a wall or it has a rim around it. What about dilu kishebrecha amenas b'shul sarabim balav hachi aser shemayat is mine beraglav chutzar b'amas. So if it's in b'shul sarabim, so the person cannot be in there because as you step into the water, some of the water flows out and it might move dalar amas. But if it's in a chatzer, which is there's machitas all around, there's no issue of hetzoa. So the only issue is this gzeira of you might make the flotation device. Chazal made the gzeira on a river, and if this doesn't have a rim, it functions like a river because when a person goes in, water will flow out and it will continue to flow, so it looks like a river. Double nort, hey, kashamayim yotzim in a brecha nimshachim bechatzer mikarchei. The water flows due to his jumping in. As he's swimming, he's pushing out the water. But if it has a sofa, it has a rim, but it has all around, it has walls to keep the water in, so that it doesn't function like a river. Chazal did not answer the gzeira of chobesh hashayot in that situation. But we said before, back in Simen Shin Chavav, the minig is not to do it. And this is a minig already mentioned by the Rishonim. The Magen Avraham quotes it already in the time of the Rishonim. They undertook not to do this because a person might squeeze his hair. If a person does an hair which is not enclosed, the person might push. There's things that fall in the water. He pushed them away from himself. There's the multiple reasons why we answered it. So that's a minute Yisrael, which is already minute Keduma, the time of the Rishonim, and a person doesn't have a right to not keep that minute. Okay. Yes, you had a question.
And now I lost it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Obviously, if it's important, I'll remember it again later.
Yeah.
And if it's not important, it's not important.
Okay, Sif Gimel. Ein metapchin lahakir is kaf el kaf. So you cannot clap, which is palm to palm. Well, mesapkin, which means lahakir is kaf el yarech, it's slapping your hand on your leg. Well, amirakdin, you cannot dance. On Shabbos, gzera shema yisak and klishir, but Chazal asked all these things, it's a mishnah and beya, because a person might come to, in some way, fix the musical instruments.
Hold on.
Wait.
Oh boy.
I feel the hakas be'etzba la karka, while a luach, person wants to bang on the ground to keep it like to a beat or onto a piece of wood. Achas kenegad achas kederach b'sherim. I think it means snapping your fingers. Or the kashkesh of ego is latinic, or a person wants to take a nut and shake the nut like a rattle in front of the child. The sachem bezug kadesh yistik, or you take a bell and make a sound with it in order that the child should become quiet. Calls them kiyutz as osir gzera shem yisak and klishir. So all these go into the gzera of chazal. The Chazal said the roster because a person might come to some way take the instruments and fix them. But clapping in an abnormal fashion is mutter. Nowadays, people clap, people dance.
Oh.
And nobody seems to protest. We seem to accept that. So, the first answer the Ramah gives is Mutish Yashagma Yimazina. People are not going to listen to us, so it's not worth making an issue out of it. However, Zok the Ramah Vaiter, Vyesharmim, the Bizman is Al Kol Shari. Nowadays it's actually Mutter. Why is that? So this is a Tosfos Shita in Beya. They don't have a Kiyam, but see as Klishir. Nowadays we don't make our own instruments. But like the Mikzah Shem Yisak and Klishir, so this Gezer, that person will fix a Klishir, is not relevant for us nowadays. The Milsa Loshkichahu, that a person should have that ability, whereas once upon a time everybody was familiar apparently with making these things, so the Gezer was relevant. Nowadays the Gezer is not relevant. And maybe that would explain why they were people are making clapping
and dancing,
etc. So that's what he suggests, and it's a Tosis Reish Perek maybe Kadayan, the beginning of the fourth Perek in Beyu. So the Mishabura Ematopton said Zion. Ben Be'evloy Ubechamoser Loretzari. It's also a person might be clapping out of pain. Ay vey, or anger, or simcha. They used to use musical instruments as part of their mourning process. They would play, you know, elegies. They'd play mournful tunes, but they would do it with a musical instrument. A lot of Mishnah is about the chalil that they used to use during the time of the hespedim. Now, Zog to Mishnah Berurah, according to the Machaber that you're not allowed to dance, what about a simplest Torah? We have a simplest Torah, Mutal the Rakeh, Bishashar, and Kilusin the Torah. Chazal did allow a person to dance on the simplest Torah while they are singing praises about the Torah. Mishum Kvara Torah. The Hatter is Kvara Torah. Keep the last Mizah Elam Mishum Shus. It's only Nisr Durbanan because of Hashus. So, because of Kavanah Torah, they're mattered. Al Bashar Simcha Shal Mitzvah Kigan Nisuin, Phil Hochi is Asr. But when it comes to other areas of Simcha, not Kavanah Torah, but even for Mitzvah purpose, like dancing by a Chasna, so it's still going to be Asr. Okay? Vagamah Kavanah Torah, and Kadai Lahatra El Tipuch, where Nikud. Even for Kavanah Torah, we're going to allow clapping and dancing. You can't shake musical instruments. So even these things which are very, very simplistic, there's nothing really to fix, is Osir. And obviously, more sophisticated instruments for sure are Osir.
So is it? So on Shabbos, on just Stamini Shabbos, I have been to more than just one shul where...
I don't care what you saw. You want to know what the halacha says. That's what you're asking me. So
yeah,
the Shulchan Aruch says it's us. So if you're a Sephardi, it's us.
I'm not a Sephardi.
Good. So the Ramah says the minigas v'meiku. So that's what you saw in the shul.
Okay?
Now, the Ramah says, I'm not sure why. He says two possible explanations why people are meiku. But the Ramah says the minigas v'meiku. So, if you saw people being meikul, yes, the Ramah also happened to notice that. And the Ramah says, yes, I noticed that, and I gave you two explanations. One is because people will listen, and one is because maybe nowadays we could argue that the Gezerah doesn't apply anymore. The problem with that is it's quite unique. We have a general rule about Gezerahs, once they're in place, they remain in place.
Right, that's what I was going to...
But this is a Tosis. It's not a Ramah, it's not a Eli Rheingold, it's a Tosis. Tosis also knew that rule. Right, and Tosfos seems to say that the rule is by Xeris that even when the reason is batal, the Xer remains in place. That's only if the reason wasn't written into the actual law of the Xer. You have the Xer and you have the reason. So the reason is X, and the Xer is Y. But if when you make the Xer, you say, and when this is the situation, it's Usr, it means it's not, it's Mutter. So now, when the Chazal do that, that's not clear. Which times they did which way type of gezerah. So, but there are gezerahs which no longer apply. For example, we discussed this once. Chazal made a gezerah of not drinking water which is left out because there's a concern that
of snakes. Yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you live in a place where snakes are not common, it's mutter. I mean, gezerah always applies. The answer is the Gzeira was originally written to only apply in a scenario where it's relevant. Where it's not relevant, they didn't make the Gzeira.
So maybe they said the same thing about dancing.
Maybe.
And my other question was...
I don't know. That's what Tosis says. Yeah. Everybody else argues on Tosis. So if your name is the Rashba, you disagree. If your name is Tosis, you agree. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know what they said. I have no clear indication of the Gemara that this Gzeira is any different than any other Gzeira, which in general the rule is they always remain. But Tosis says that it's different. How does Tosis know? I don't know.
I could ask a couple of questions on this. Number one, when they say dancing, do they mean what I would call real dancing, or do they mean what we today call, you know, walking in a circle with maybe a little shake of your leg here or there? We call that dancing in the Jewish world, but nobody else probably in the whole world would probably call that dancing. They would say, you're walking in a circle, maybe with a little rhythm, but you're not really dancing. I mean, if you've ever seen what real dancing looks like, you say, this is not dancing. So maybe they're saying, okay, this is not really dancing. We're Jews. We call it dancing, but really it's not dancing. So we'll let you get away with it.
Nobody says that, Sora.
So you're saying that what we Jews call dancing, walking in a circle, you know, they consider that quote unquote real dancing.
Yeah.
And then therefore, quote unquote, at least according to, if you're a Sephardi, it's usher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not. There's walking in a circle. And there's dancing. You're right. You go to the shul on Simchas Torah, and you see the people. You know, the people who don't go to downstairs to dance, and they walk around with a little bit of movement. I agree with you. That's not dancing. That's not dancing. But you know, yeah, a person is moving back and forth, and there's real movements. I don't care whether you're doing like this or you're going like this. I don't care what the difference is. That's called dancing. You know. There is, it's minimal movement, the shuffle, which some people do, they call it the shuffle.
The shuffle, yeah, okay, fine.
I'm asking you, that's not dancing, yes.
Okay, but so you're saying that the shuffle, according to, let's say, to Sephardim, would the shuffle be mutter?
Yeah, I think there's, I can't tell you for that, but that passage would be mutter for this one. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch has asked. I'm asking today. But again, that's a very... very unclear where your shuffle becomes a dance. You know, one man shuffles, another person's dance. Oh, okay, fight through.
Look, I mean, if you're 95, and then I'm sure the shuffle is the best dance you're going to do.
I understand, but that's not, right. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. This has always bothered me, this whole issue.
Okay, so I'm happy it bothers you. Achas keneged achas. What does that mean? Kiyon el shemakim ba'ama al hagudol ben ima. They take their third finger, which is the amo, and they snap it against the thumb.
The middle finger.
You take the middle finger and you snap it against your thumb, right?
Well, actually, I think you're snapping it against your second finger, right? You're using your thumb to.
I don't know. I hit it against my thumb.
But I think what makes the noise is when it's actually hitting the second thumb.
I don't know. The more it says you'll be hit it against the thumb. Okay.
All right.
Vaisim zeh benima in a pleasant way. Vaisim zeh tenuas arabis that goes into the sister. Without shasayim derechem shadarim. Okay. So if you're doing it in a musical way, that's awesome. I'm going to rub the sharp, but I'm still stabbing my finger to wake somebody up, making a loud sound to awaken somebody. That's not Derek Shear, who it's not doing it in a musical way. That is...
Hold on. Let me finish.
But the Sefer Tosef Shabbos explains that according to Rashi, when the Chazal made these gzeiras, they made these gzeiras all the way. Now Rashi holds by the case of we had before, in a case where a person is clapping, not derek shir, it has no rhythm to it. We said before, beginning of the Sefer, we said clapping because of evloy v'chamosoy is usur, but it's also only usur. Mishabura said before, if there's some type of rhythm to it. But if it's just, you know, totally not musical anyway, you can be musical expressing sadness, musical expressing simcha, musical expressing strong emotion. But if it's not musical at all, we said before, it's mutter. Now, Rashi Shita, that's not true. All of a sudden, he wakes up now, he mentions Rashi Shita. So it's not clear why he mentioned Rashi Shita over here more than before. Fine.
Can I ask a question?
You know, I would like to finish the sif.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Lokabako. Now, he says that since we could argue maybe this swore that nowadays it doesn't apply, be Masach and Klishir, and that's why people are annoying to be make. Hi, Lokabako, Koy al Tipua for Masipuk Barikun. Okay, so what we're allowing is the clapping, the hand slapping your hand against your leg, and dancing. Well, shall the worm hunt these karmas set. Okay, but the Mishabura holds it doesn't. It's not matter the other things, which means pashas according to the Ramua, and this I don't have an explanation for. According to the first point over here, that which your hakus batzbala karkar laluach, banging on the table with rhythm, is still a problem. Clapping or slapping or dancing is mutter, or is explained by this tesis. It doesn't, it's not matter the other cases.
There's a different object involved between the object
of the place here,
essentially.
Right, exactly. And Mishabura says furthermore that which we allow the minig to continue, it only makes sense to rely on the mokka mitzvah, because there the mitzvah itself pushes us. We have a taisis which is matter. It's a mokka mitzvah, you'll rely on taisis shita. But if you don't have any reason, you have no compelling reason to do this, so why should you do that? The only answer is people are not going to listen anyway. So you don't say anything. If you think people are going to listen, you should say something. The Gro passes the Lachol Ma'aseh not like this. He passes the list Taka Oser, and you'll find the briskers, for example, don't. You'll come here Friday night when we have a chosin, so we allow dancing, especially Benish Moshe's. Could be Shus Benish Moshe's. A shvusim are more lenient, but the people who follow the minig of the briskers will not dance during that time.
But people banging on the table as they're singing Shabbos Mirus would seem to be us, according to this.
Yes.
And yet you see that all the time. And
so what are you going to do? Okay.
So you're saying it's mamash asur, and this is an iser deraisa, or this is a rabbanan? Again,
this whole siman is all derabbanans.
These are derabbanans, but of course the derabbanans is also a deraisa in one sense. So right. It's like, you know, you didn't really gain anything.
Okay,
but I'm just,
yes, fighter. I have to tell you this is what the Halacha says, and people don't do it. What am I supposed to tell you? I don't have an answer. Okay,
so, I mean, you see this in good
Moshe, I would like to go fighter.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so ask them, don't ask me. Okay? Dalit. Ain't done it. So now the Machaber over here says that the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Beya. The Mishnah says that they do not allow adjudication on Shabbos in Beis Din, because they would come to write down
the
different tainas, etc. They have a record of it. Now the Ramah adds his point, and the Mechaber continues on the Mishnah. And the Ramah adds his point, and then the rest of the Mechaber. So the Mishnah goes to a series of many things which you can't not do because of Mechach u'Memker, and it mentions Donan in that context. So. One argument is that there's financial matters, but the Maaser, we say it's also even besides that because of Gzerah, because of Ksiva. But all the rest of the cases which are here in the Sif are really connected to the world of Mechach u'Memker. Okay? So the Ramah says, L'chein osur litvois l'haknis l'beis asoyer mishnischaiv eza oynesh k'reish l'yivrach. You cannot, they would take hold of somebody and put him in the jail to prevent him from running away so they can bring him to court. Koshkin sha'osir l'ha'koisoi t'havi b'chal din, and they cannot give him any type of punishment that goes under the sister of din. V'im yivrak en oleno klum. So now what's going to be? If we can't grab him, which means that goes under the umbrella of execution of a judgment, so he's going to run away? Okay, so he's going to run away. That's not our responsibility. Okay. Velimikachin, a person cannot do kiddushin, so an isha, right? So now, so obviously you can't use money, but the law is that for kiddushin, shavakasa works, so I can take a very valuable food and be makadosher with it. Rabbi Kadesh is lib tapur zul kadas moshav Yisrael, and that would work.
You can give her a ring. The ring is not money.
A ring it might be more complicated. But
I mean, it's shavakasa, but it's not kesev.
Right. So you can give her a ring also. Okay. Let's assume that. Now, so that's a Mishnah. Mishnah zay makach. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "Ishvatirim lekadosh heichos dein lo isha banim." in a situation where it's considered a mitzvah, which means he doesn't already have a wife and children, so he's not fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu yet. Or if he doesn't have a wife, and there's a mitzvah in the Torah to have a wife, so he has not fulfilled any of those mitzvahs yet. So then we're going to allow him to be mekadosh anisha.
What if he already has children from a previous marriage?
That was.
But he doesn't have a wife. He's a divorcee, or he's a widower.
That would also be mutter, because it's a mitzvah of having a wife.
Saying that it's a mitzvah to have a wife just in general at any and all times?
Yes.
Assuming you're old enough.
Now, after the Hu Adin, a Knesset, the Chuppah Shari, not only is Kedusha mutter, but even Chuppah is mutter. We don't pass it like this. So, we're going to pull this sheet out and rely on it. Now, what's this covered abrius issue? So this is a halacha l'maisa. I mean, not so common nowadays, but I read about stories which have happened. They used to get married on Erev Shabbos. That was the standard minhag of many places in Europe. They get married on Erev Shabbos. This way, they would use the Friday night suda as the chasna suda. They would save themselves a suda.
Right.
Now there comes these people, the nadan was very significant. If the nadan wasn't the full value, they wouldn't get married. So you have this yisayim over here. She's about to get married, and all of a sudden the father of the chosen says, "You know what? You haven't delivered all the money. I'm not going to get married." So they finally deliver all the money, and it's ready. It's ready after shkia. So what do you do? So you let this poor girl look like be embarrassed. So because of kavod abriyah, we're going to allow him to mekadosh the girl on Shabbos. They couldn't come to a final agreement about the nadan until nighttime.
What's the nadan again?
Nadan is the dowry. We're going to go ahead and rely on this opinion that you can do the kedushin on the chuppah on Shabbos. They have the food ready, and it's going to be tremendous embarrassment for them if they don't go ahead. But we should not be in that situation. We should really try and prevent that situation. Okay, let's hold it here. Today is Wednesday.